So, as you can see, Thanet's a very beautiful place. I really love it. I love the sea. It makes sense why God's been speaking to me about moving there. But as well as a place of real beauty, there is also a lot of poverty there. And also a very high refugee population. While I'm at the moment there, I have been running free English classes for refugees and asylum seekers and those with low or no income, as well as a ministry called Gather, which is a weekly term time drop-in aimed at creating a safe space for women and for women to find hope and community. Now, the last 4 years, God has very much been stirring my heart to work with women in vulnerable situations, as well as refugees. So for me, like, knowing that, it makes so much sense to me. But I'm also expecting that God will interrupt me, as he often does, and I will end up getting involved with things there that I didn't expect. He spoke to me first about taking a bit of a sabbatical and spending some time in Aylesbury. So that's what I've been doing the last few months. I've been resting in Aylesbury and then working in a children's nursery, which has been so much fun and joyful and definitely a new challenge. But I've loved that, and that has been another little interruption because I've learnt so many new skills and patience and learn about what it means to live missionally in that context, in a different context. Now, with YWAM, I don't receive a salary. No one working in YWAM does. Which can be very costly, but also can be very beautiful. And the reason I've been able to do what I've done in the past is because of people supporting me monthly financially on a regular basis. Now, I truly believe that God has called me into YWAM for this season of my life, and I trust that he will continue to provide for me. But I'm also aware that it is a step up in costs. In living down near Brighton, I was living in a shared house and rent was fairly cheap. But in Margate, there isn't the same accommodation. And so I know I don't have enough to move yet, but my start date is in March. So please do pray for me for financial provision. And if at all you would like to support me through prayer or financially, or just to hear more about what I do, I have a newsletter, as well as a WhatsApp group, and I have some little cards with my contact details and ways to sign up. Or even if you have more questions about YWAM, if you're interested in the work that we do for young people or for anyone, or if you want to ask more about missions, I am more than happy to answer questions because I love talking about it. So I just want to leave you guys with the encouragement that God's mission is for all. It is not about us, which is great news, and that it often means getting interrupted. But in those interruptions, we open ourselves up to the unexpected, and we open ourselves up for God to work through us. God's mission is here in Bedgrove. It is in Thanet. It is in all of Aylesbury. It's in Berryfields. It's in Brighton. It's in our whole nation. And it is in every nation of the world, because it's for all. So, yeah, it is such a privilege to be able to share these things with you. God is so big, and he is always on the move. So, thank you so much for listening. Thank you.